Yeah. So I'm doing good otherwise. I'm real happy with my lab results and stuff. So that's positive, and it's on a positive swing.
Yep. What's the doctor say when he sees these changes?
He looks great. He says, keep taking your meds. I'm going to cut you down. I'm going to cut you down to one metformin a day meal. He said, take it with your biggest meal. I said, okay, give me a new prescription. I'll put it in the drawer.
You have to go along. You have to be paying for the lab test.
You have to go along. He says, well, how's your heart medicine and stuff going? I said, oh, yeah, it's right there. No problem.
So just to have, and I know I get other people tell me this too, in order to keep them on your side enough that they'll run the tests.
Yeah, because of this cost.
You got to, right, so you don't have to pay for the test. You got to lie to them and say you're taking the drugs.
Yeah, crazy. But I mean, after we get through with the first year of it, because my cardiologist now, I told him about the enzymes, you know.
Right.
And I'm going to give him the literature on it.
Right.
And I get through this year without any...
The problems that he would think you would be dead from, yeah.
Yeah, the blockage in the scar tissue. Because he's really interested in the scar tissue and the stents and stuff.
Right.
They haven't found anything really to keep the scar tissue.
No, they don't. Down. They don't understand that all they'd have to do is put people on cod liver oil, vitamin E, and Vitalzyme, and they would change so many things that would otherwise going to happen and see them not happening that they'd go, oh my God. But of course, it's not a drug, so they can't prescribe it.
Yeah. They can tell you this is your diet plan, but you know.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm taking all my. And like I said, I just take my cod liver oil. I just take top off, take a swig. Nobody else uses it. I take a big swig of it, put the lid on it, and keep going.
I know. I stopped measuring a long time ago. We keep it in the door in the refrigerator, and then I take a swig. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, if I miss it with breakfast, I take it with lunch. If I miss it, I take it with dinner. I don't care. As long as I get it once a day, that's all that matters.
Yep.
Yeah, I carry a list for my medications.
So I just popped the tape recorder on, and just go ahead and go over the story of what you had, why you came in to see me, and we'll add it into my record list.
Yeah, I had...
read it so we can hear it.
Yeah, I was taking medications. I was taking metformin, 850 milligrams twice a day for diabetes, Plavix, 75 milligrams once a day, metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day for blood pressure, Lipitor 20 milligrams for that had been reduced for cholesterol lowering, nitroglycerin for my heart condition. Then I was taking some OxyQ-10 and some omega-3s, vitamin B1 and D3, but I've had 6 implanted stents. I have the left side of my heart, a cardioablation, which removed part of the muscle in my heart.
I've got you didn't really need that part, right?
Because of the pressure. But then I had 2 knee replacements. I've had bone cysts in my ankle. One of them was worked on. The other one, they told me I would need to be fused. Or they could try another surgery, which would be 50%, or I could just enjoy the pain and live with it. So, obviously, I didn't go for the surgeries. I just enjoy the pain.
And you look good.
And the doctor said I look good. I've had 13 angioplasters.
Oh, my God.
Where they went in and blown the artery up.
Yeah.
I've had a gastric sleeve.
Do you realize how that you are actually in a very... small percentage of people, because angioplasty causes memory loss in such a large percentage of people, because plaque breaks loose and restricts flow in the brain. And it's listed. They know this. Sometimes they tell people, sometimes they don't. The fact that you've had 13 angioplasties and you haven't had major damage from that is great. You're in a good position for that.
Well, I don't know. I've had a lot of brain farts lately. I mean, things like... It's why didn't I grab my lab reports this time out of the truck when I grabbed my change drawer and my other paperwork, but I had them in the sun visor because I always grab my truck.
Sure.
They're still there, so I have to drop them off. But, I do have don't have memory loss. Sometimes I get so much going on, and I'm 69, so I get sidetracked and I don't remember exactly what, but I usually write everything down now, so.
Right, and for the tape, when you first came into me, you came in because of
because I wanted to get off all the medications because they have too many side effects, and I didn't want to have surgery on my ankle. And so here I am.
And how were you feeling on all those meds?
Well, I was tired a lot. I couldn't walk more than about 100 yards, and my ankle would start really swelling up and paining. Now I walked an average of about 2 miles a day throughout the day with the dog park, and I go to the dog park every day and stuff. So I'm a lot more active now than I was. I still get some little chest twinges and irritations, but it's not like I was that I had to go in.
And that's without the drugs.
That's without the drugs. Right. And the cardiologist wanted me to come in for another stent cleaning. And so far I've resisted that for now it's been, almost 9 months. And so when I get through the end of this year, I will probably tell them I haven't been taking any of their pills for a year.
You'll be honest.
But I'll be honest with them. But every time I go to the doctor at the present time, I always tell them that, oh, they're working great. I'm feeling good because all my labs, now the last lab showed my AC1, so no diabetes whatsoever. It was down to 6. They were very impressed. He lowered my dose of metformin, which I haven't taken in 9 months, to once a day.
Isn't that always great when they see everything working in the right direction, and so they lower the dose of the drugs that you haven't needed because we got you eating right, but they're lowering the dose because you're not taking it anyway. But we're making him happy, so they'll keep running your drug, your lab test.
Yeah. My good cholesterol was super high. My bad cholesterol was high for them on their chart.
Right.
But I says, doesn't the good cholesterol balance the bad cholesterol? He says, well, yeah. I says, well, I'm cholesterol's good. He said, well, yeah. But keep taking your pills. No problem. I'll go eat another piece of meat and chicken. That's about where I'm at now. And if you miss a day of your pills or you miss a day of your what, just pick up your sticks and keep going.
Yep, absolutely.
You don't miss a whole day because you may miss one because you're going or something.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You don't have them in your pocket.
But. Oh, yeah. No, that's that's human nature, you know. Yeah. Nobody can remember everything all the time.
On the enzymes, I'm up to 9 twice a day now.
9 twice a day in the vital sign, yeah.
And then I have a cyst in my wrist that has dropped about half size.
Excellent.
And I don't have the pain I had before. A lot of flexibility is back.
Excellent.
But the knot was about the size of a quarter. It stood up over a quarter of an inch. But it's down now.
Yeah, it's down quite a bit.
Yeah, so... Little by little.
Oh, yeah. Enzymes are, you had all the various different surgeries and everything. The enzymes are busy healing scar tissue and opening up your circulation. And I love enzymes. I mean, I love enzymes. I love cod liver oil and E. And everything has its place and does different things.
As soon as you give me the one that makes me 18 again, I'll make everybody happy.
Thank you very much, and I've got your permission. I've got your name on it too.
Yeah, my name. I don't care. You can have my name. It doesn't bother me a bit. Don Lovington.
Okay. I've had 2 or 3 people that have said that. I've said, we don't have your name. And they all said, oh, no, you can have my name and throw your name on there.
He's 59 years old, October 11th.
Excellent. Thank you.